Since I got rid of this extra weight, I just feel so much better. They also say, I can do things that I wasn't able to do before. Have you ever heard somebody say that? I can do things like see my feet or whatever it is. You know, it's different levels for different people, you know. So I can do things that I could not do before. I have heard lots of them say this. I mean, over and over, I can't count the many times that someone who's lost a lot of extra weight has said to me, I have gone off almost all of my medications. Well, there's a great motive right there, right? I've gone off of almost all of my medications, and I have lost count of how many times I've heard someone who lost extra weight say, I am no longer a type 2 diabetic. It's completely gone. I take no insulin. It's completely gone. I lost this weight, and that went away. As a matter of fact, I've heard people say lots of things have gone away once they chose to live a healthy life. I've heard them say things like, my blood pressure is normal. I've heard them say things, I can do things I haven't done in years. I just feel better all over. Now, if you've ever heard someone who's lost extra weight make one of those comments before, raise your hand. All right, so this is a sentiment of people who have gotten healthier and lost some extra weight in their bodies. But you see, you have more than one type of body. That is a physical body that I'm describing and talking about right now. People that are needing to get healthy, giving their heart a break and their lungs a break and their kidneys a break and their liver a break and their pancreas a break. You know, all of those things that we do when we allow ourselves to get healthier. But you have another type of body which is very much comparable to the physical body, and that is your spirit body. You have another body that also carries extra weight. And just like your normal body, when you carry extra weight in your spiritual body, there are things you cannot do. There are things you can't do for years. There are things that make you feel bad. As a matter of fact, if you carry the wrong kind of weight in your spirit, you will never feel good. Have you ever met somebody that everything's a battlefield and everything's the devil's fault? I mean, that's a person carrying a lot of spiritual baggage, because my Bible tells me the joy of the Lord is my strength. My Bible tells me there's a peace that passes all understanding that will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. My Bible tells me that we can live in Canaan now. We don't have to go to heaven to get victory. My Bible tells me there's victory through the cross, and there's victory through the resurrection. Yes, heaven is the ultimate victory, but you can live in victory now. My Bible tells me that even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He is with me. His rod and his staff will comfort me. He'll even give me a table in the presence of my enemies and anoint my head with oil right there in the middle of the shadow of death. That's what victorious living looks like. But what happens when we don't have a free spirit? What happens when we've allowed baggage to enter our spirit and we're weighted down? And let me tell you, the same way you feel weighted down physically, you will also feel weighted down spiritually. I've lost my joy. I have no peace. I'm doubting all the time. I don't know if I believe in prayer. I'm doubting the existence of God. I just feel like there's no, get the Elijah syndrome. There's no one left but me. You know, everybody's bowed to Baal. There's just no hope. And that's what happens when your spirit is carrying weight, carrying baggage. You literally feel it. You know, there's parts of your physical body that can easily be compared, and I'm writing a book. I know I've been promising this book for 2 years, but I'm really getting close to the end of it now. I've done more writing on it in 2024 than I did all 2023. So the Lord's helping me, and I've got a plan to finish it soon. It's called The Anatomy of the Soul, where I'm going through the human body and showing you where God wrote his signature and DNA all through the human body. It's really quite fascinating. And one of the things that I've learned through this study is that parts of your anatomy reflect parts of your spirit. For instance, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Your respiratory system is also comparable to your breath in your body and your praise and worship. Have you ever noticed how when you praise, it just feels like a breath of fresh air? Have you ever just couldn't wait to get here on a Tuesday night, and you get here and the glory of God comes in the room and it's like you're breathing. It's like, yes, I am so glad I'm here. I feel it's almost like walking outside on a cool evening and breathing in that nice cool air and your whole body feels refreshed. That's what worship can do for you. That's what praise can do for you. So you can compare your worship to your respiratory system of taking a breath in your spirit.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com. Or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
You can also compare your heart, which is easy to see, your physical heart to your spiritual heart. As a matter of fact, the Bible has a lot to say about from the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. He's not talking about this organ in my chest. He's talking about something more than that, a part of my soul. So I can compare my circulatory system to my compassion. You know, someone that is loving and compassionate and kind, someone who loves to build the kingdom, that means they have a good heart. That's what we say about them. So you can compare your circulatory system to something where you're getting plenty of nourishment. You're getting plenty of everything. You're getting lots of oxygen. Therefore, your heart is making your body feel better. When you have a good heart, it makes your spirit feel lighter. How many of you know that to be true in your life? You can also compare your hands and feet to your service of the Lord. Have you ever used the phrase before? We are his hands and we are his feet. We can compare walking in the natural to walking in the spirit. We're walking in the love of God. Have you ever heard someone use the phrase? Well, it's a biblical phrase. Paul used it first, walking in love. Have you ever met someone who is not walking in love? How many of you wish they were walking in love? So there's a difference. So you're walking your feet. Natural walking is healthy for you. Walking in love is also healthy for you. Walking in compassion, walking in forgiveness, all of those things are healthy for your body. Even your mind, the brain inside of our head, is compared to our will. The Lord, our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So my thinking capacity is me submitting my will to God. So you can easily compare that to your body. Now, here's the thing about carrying weight. Carrying weight makes you vulnerable to sickness. Carrying extra weight stresses out parts of your body. Not just it can stress your bones, it can stress your muscles, it can stress your breathing, it can stress your mind, it can give you brain fog. I mean, we can go on and on and on to the repercussions that can happen if you carry too much weight in your body. Well, the same thing is true in your spirit. It makes you vulnerable to spiritual sickness. Now, I'm not naive, guys. I am not a demon chaser. I've tell you that over and over and over, and I'll say that forever. I am not I'm an angel chaser. So I'm in a different camp from that. I don't believe the devil's doing half the stuff people give him credit for, but the minute you give him credit, he starts doing it. The minute you open the door, now he really is in your house because you invited him in. So if you think everything's the devil, then you're just handing him an invitation. Because you're speaking death instead of life. So I don't give the devil credit for anything. I don't give him credit for my flat tires. I don't give him credit for my stomach ache. I don't give the devil credit because I spent too much money and now I'm, you know what? I don't give him credit for all those things like some people do. Well, the devil, well, it's just an attack. I get so tired of that word. I just hear so many people who want to be spiritual but have no joy always saying attack, 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 attack. You keep saying it, you'll keep getting it. If you keep claiming attacks, you'll be under an attack for the rest of your life. Why don't you start using words like love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, kindness. Why don't you think on those things? If you think on those things, you become your surroundings around you. So you can open yourself up to attack by just simply embodying. On the same note, I'm not naive. I have been attacked by the devil. You have been attacked by the devil. There is a time that you know you're under a spiritual attack and you have to take an offensive posture and fight back, not a defensive posture. We never protect ourselves from the devil. We fight back because we have the power of the authority of Jesus' name and the blood of Jesus. We don't defend ourselves from Satan. We make Satan leave. We make him run. We have power over him since Calvary. Our foot is on his head. That's what the promise was all the way back from Genesis. So when you are under a spiritual attack, take an offensive posture and fight back. Start quoting scriptures, put scriptures all over your house, anoint your doors with oil, crank up the gospel music, walk around the house claiming to have turn your living room into a sanctuary and your kitchen into an altar call. You live like that. The devil doesn't hang around atmospheres like that very often. But if you got the woe is me song playing all the time, honey, get ready. You got horns in the door. He's already there. He's already butting up against you, man, because you're giving him an open invitation. Don't give him credit unless the Lord reveals to you you're under attack. You might just be a bad manager.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.